and welcome to the Gifted Mondays podcast.
Today, our focus is on math, Singapore math in particular. My name is Maggie.
Axel.
Luca.
Leo.
Josiah.
Scarlett.
At the start of this unit, our group learned about the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which are a set of 17 goals to be met by the year 2030.
Some of the worldwide goals include things like ending world hunger and poverty, creating gender equality, and giving everyone access to quality education, which is the goal that our group decided to look more into.
So, before we get started, what exactly is quality education?
According to Google, a quality education is supported by three key pillars: ensuring access to quality teachers, providing a use of quality learning tools and professional development, and the establishment of safe and supportive quality learning environments.
That basically said that if you can get good teachers, learning tools, a quick and efficient way to teach, then you have a good quality education.
Now let's get back to where we are now. We're studying Singaporean math to compare it to math in the USA.
The reason we chose Singapore to study is Singapore has one of, if not the best, math curriculums in the world.
Where exactly is Singapore? What is it like there? Have any fun facts for us, Leo?
Great questions! Singapore is a collection of islands located in Southern Asia.
So it's a country?
It is actually a city-state.
What else?
Here's one I think you'll like. Chewing on gum in Singapore is illegal.
What?
Huh?
Yep. You can only buy it if you have a prescription from the doctor. The government was spending too much money cleaning it up from public spaces.
And it's just gross when people stick chewed gum on random things.
They are also among the most intelligent countries in the world.
How?
It might be their way of teaching their students.
How do they do it?
Instead of just learning the formula of how to solve the problem right away, they take their time and use objects in real life to have a visual understanding. Also, but more on that in a minute.
How are Singapore's math scores in comparison with the rest of the world, and in the United States specifically?
According to World Population Review's PISA scores by country, Singapore consistently ranks as number one in the world. And in some years, if they are not number one, they are always within the top three.
Wait, what exactly is PISA?
The Leaning Tower, duh.
I thought it was the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Actually, PISA stands for Program for International Student Assessment. According to World Population Review, PISA is a global program whereby around 600,000 15-year-old students from different countries are put under two-hour tests to gauge their skills and knowledge, mainly in science, reading, and mathematics. PISA test questions don't gauge memorization of facts, but demand that students draw on real-world problem-solving skills and knowledge.
Oh.
Can you explain it in English, please?
PISA is a test for 15-year-olds from around the world to demonstrate their knowledge of critical thinking in different subjects.
Right now, the United States isn't even close to the top of the list. Here's a quote from an article called Why Singapore Kids Are So Good at Math.
A city-state of just 5.5 million people, Singapore is routinely ranked at or near the top in global comparisons of mathematical ability and boasts one of the most admired education systems in the world. In a league table based on test scores from 76 countries published by the OECD in May last year, Singapore came first, followed by Hong Kong, South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan.
The rankings based on testing 15-year-olds' abilities in math and science reinforced a sense that Western children were slipping behind their Asian peers, while the U.S. was placed 28th place in the table.
Meanwhile, let's take it even closer to home and talk about Missouri.
Yeah, at the end of every school year, students all across Missouri take cumulative tests to show what they have learned in school. This is the dreaded MAP testing that we all know too well. MAP stands for Missouri Assessment Program, trademark.
The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education recently posted the preliminary statewide testing results for every grade in MAP last May, and things did not look good.
Yeah, statewide, only 40% of students were considered proficient. 31% of the students were below proficient, and the remaining 29% were very below proficient. That means that 60% of students in Missouri need intervention in math.
Let's narrow it down even more and look at St. Louis Public Schools' most recent data available on the St. Louis Post-Dispatch's website. It says that out of the 19,778 students enrolled at the time, only 17.8% were proficient or higher in math.
This data was taken the year before the COVID-19 pandemic, so these scores would not have been impacted by learning loss as a result of the missing school.
Let's wrap it up for today and join us next time as we talk about how incorporating Singapore-style math might fix some of the problems that we are seeing in student math performance at St. Louis Public Schools.
Thank you for listening. This has been Leo,
Axel,
Luca,
Maggie,
Josiah,
and Scarlett.
Signing off on
the Gifted Monday Talk.